remix drop.
Meta's the remix, fam. Scary V.
Remix. Next big thing, get on it now.
Appreciate that, brother.
Make the most of today. Thank you for listening. You're listening to Medicine Remixed.
Russell Tyrone Jones, aka Old Dirty Bastard, the talented, substance-abusing, mentally unstable Wu-Tang Clan legend, died 14 years ago, this past Tuesday, from a lethal combination of the stimulant drug cocaine and tramadol, which is a depressant opioid pain medication. The combination of the two substances affected the proper functioning of his heart, leading to his death. Dirty would have been 50 years old today, on his birthday, November 15th. ODB reportedly collapsed on November 13th, 2004, just 2 days before his 36th birthday, at RZA's recording studio, 36 Chambers Records, on West 34th Street in New York City.
I think Dirk would have had more time with us if not only myself, all the other cousins in my family, his wife, the Wu brothers. We all know that, like Dex said it best, Inspector Dex said it best in a song we made called I Go Through a Time, called Time Changes. He said, shoulda, coulda, shoulda helped you, but I was selfish, Lord. You know what I'm saying? Saying that, you know, worrying about my own self and all the things I'm going through, I didn't take the time to hear your cry. And I think we should take the time to hear each other's cry, especially when it's somebody who we love and somebody who is important to our community.
Leading up to his death by overdose, ODB's increasing legal troubles and eccentric behavior was likely the result of serious drug addictions and legitimate, undiagnosed mental health problems. However, after spending 3 months in the Manhattan Psychiatric Center in 2003 for an acute psychotic episode, ODB was reportedly diagnosed with schizophrenia. Schizophrenia is a psychiatric disorder characterized by abnormal social behavior and perceptual disturbances. It is strongly linked to genetics. However, certain environmental conditions, like marijuana use during teenage years, has been considered a risk factor. The disease tends to be diagnosed 1.4 times more often in men than in women and typically presents earlier in men. Early teens to early 20s in men, and late 20s to early 30s in women. Approximately half of the schizophrenia patient population attempts suicide. Atypical antipsychotic medications like olanzapine, ziprasidone, and quetiapine are typically the first-line treatments for schizophrenia. They basically block certain serotonin and dopamine receptors that are implicated in the cause of schizophrenia. If symptoms fail to improve after 2 to 6 weeks, stronger medications like clozapine may be used. It's uncertain what medications ODB was prescribed after his hospitalization and how compliant he was in taking them. Often regarded as a hip-hop folk hero, ODB was a tortured talent whose erratic speech patterns and at times delusional braggadocio was regarded as just the colorful persona of a rap artist, rather than the tragically undiagnosed symptoms of a patient struggling with his grip on reality. When ODB's mother, Cherry, was asked why she didn't cry at her son's funeral in an interview, she said, "How was I supposed to cry when I saw him for the first time in his life at peace?" Medicine Remix salutes the talented Russell Tyrone Jones, aka Old Dirty Bastard, on his 50th birthday today. And to pay tribute, we're gonna run back one of our most popular episodes on Medicine Remix of all time. The audiotopsy, or lyrical biopsy, of ODB's verse on the classic Wu-Tang Clan joint, Protect Your Neck. You're listening to the one and only Medicine Remix.
from the Medicine Remixed Audiotopsy Hotline. Please leave the lyrical biopsy to be examined at the sound of the beep. Thank you.
Hey boys, it's Patrick. I've got a couple of requests. So first of all, at one point, the ODB, the old dirty bastard, may he rest in peace, tells us that he'll be sticking pins in our heads like a fucking nurse. Now, I don't know about this, guys, because I've never met a nurse who stuck pins in my head. I didn't know that that was really part of the job description of a nurse. But then again, what do I know? I'm not a medical professional, so maybe on this one I'm just going to have to go with the ODB. Anyway, I'd like to know what you guys make of the ODB's medical expertise.
My man, Project Patrick, bringing the heat. What a question. Great question, man. Really quick, for those of you who haven't already tuned in to my man Patrick's show, The Great Everything, here on Anchor, I mean, I guess I'm going to ask you, what do you hate awesome things? Because that's really the only explanation why you wouldn't have already heard of him and already been put on to his show, The Great Everything. Anyway, check it out. Patrick, true to form, man, you impressed me with this lyrical biopsy that you've submitted. And one, it's because only a real hip-hop head would have even caught that line from the late, great ODB. But interestingly enough, you picked a line that, although on the surface seems medically related, it actually isn't medically related. So this is kind of a whirlwind. I'm going to try to be quick but precise with my analysis of this lyric. So let's jump right in. So for the uninitiated, the old dirty bastard, better known as ODB, was part of the hip-hop group the Wu-Tang Clan, who formed somewhere around 1992. They were out of the borough of Staten Island in New York, and ODB was sort of the more eclectic guy in the group, to say the least. He passed away at about 35 years old, I believe, after having lived a pretty wild life. There's always question as to his behavior, and actually, I believe the publication The Atlantic stated that he was diagnosed with schizophrenia in 2003, so interesting. But as a whole, the group had an interesting blend of prominent themes that included kung fu, which they used a lot of old kung fu movie dialogue, and a lot of that slang was incorporated into their rhymes. Interestingly enough, a lot of their rhyme content was heavily influenced by the 5% Nation, sometimes referred to as the Nation of Gods and Earths, which is why in a lot of their rhymes you'll hear things like greetings like, what up God, peace God. And I'm no expert here, and I may be speaking a little out of school, but the way I understood it was that there was sort of a splinter group of a gentleman, Clarence 13X, who was a student of Malcolm X at the time. And Clarence had a disagreement with the leader of the Nation of Islam, Elijah Muhammad, and his teachings, and it had to do with race, and the black man's status and the white man's status. And mind you, this is all in a time of civil rights upheaval. Anyway, to make a long story short, as part of their creationism teaching, there is a central player named Yaku, who in the doctrine was crossbreeding dark-skinned individuals with light-skinned individuals in the hopes of making the lightest-skinned individual he could. And lighter in the story means weak, and weak means evil. And part of the doctrine, as Malcolm X actually recites it, and you can actually find it on YouTube, where Malcolm X is talking about being taught this lesson by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And in the story, as a form of sort of birth control, Yaqub gets all the scientists, all the doctors together, and gives them a protocol for killing dark babies. And one of the specific lines in there, Malcolm X says that the nurses were told that after 9 months, when they delivered the baby, that if it was a dark black baby, to put a needle in its brain.
Honorable Elijah Muhammad says that first thing Yaqub did, he got his ministers, doctors, nurses, and cremators together. He gave them the law because he had to set up a birth control law. And then he told the nurse 9 months after they're married, when you go to deliver their child, if it's a black child, put a needle in its brain and feed it to a wild animal. Let it be destroyed.
So the line is actually a direct quote of Malcolm X directly quoting the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. So there you have it. How about that, Patrick? Hope you enjoyed this, man. A little dark and gloomy, but you never know what you're going to find in an audiotopsy. Peace.
Audiotopsy.
calling the Medicine Remix hotline. Please leave
message
at the sound of the beep. Thank you.
Hey, Medicine Remix. It's Brian over here at My Mental Download. Holy shit, man. The Audiotopsy you just did on, ODB on the call-in from Patrick just blew my friggin' mind. I mean, just... It was amazing, guys. Keep up the great work.
This is probably one of the hardest things to do, and that's ask for help.
We need your help!
On any front, asking for help medically.
I don't need therapy.
Asking for help life-wise.
Need help! Need help now!
Asking for help supporting Medicine Remix. I guess it's all uncomfortable. No easy way to do it. Until now. The folks over at Anchor have decided to unveil something that we think is pretty dope.
Ladies and gentlemen.
It's called Listener Support. And the way it works is you go to anchor.fm/medicineremixed and it'll take you to our page. There's a support button. Click on it. Follow what it says. And bam, you have now donated the vital blood to this organism that it needs to keep on pumping. Thanks for listening. Medicine Remix.